Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. What was to have been a joyous victory parade celebrating the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win turned tragic today when gunfire erupted outside a Kansas City, Missouri rail station. Police say the shooting left one person dead, nearly two dozen others wounded, including nine children. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas was among those in the crowd.
I'm heartbroken. First of all, I'm praying for the victims and the families impacted. I start with them. I'm incredibly upset, disappointed. I was there with my wife. I was there with my mother. We never would have thought that we, along with Chiefs players, along with fans, hundreds of thousands of people, would be forced to run for our safety today.
Kansas City police say three people have been detained in connection with the shooting. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the number of undocumented migrants crossing into the U.S. dropped 50% in January. As NPR's Jasmine Guards reports, those numbers are often cyclical.
In December, authorities encountered more than 249,000 undocumented migrants crossing the border, a record. In January, it dipped to around 124,000. January tends to be a slower migratory month due to winter weather. But experts say discussions in Congress about increasing border enforcement, the Biden administration restarting deportation flights, and Mexico intensifying its crackdown on migrants heading north, all may have been deterrents. The numbers are expected to go up again. Isaac Abramson is with the Washington office on Latin America.
There is really nothing we can do at the borderline or along the migrant route that is going to be more miserable than what people are already experiencing in the places they're fleeing.
He says if the forces that drive migration continue, so will the migration. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
Educators in Cobb County have filed a federal lawsuit against their school board, saying recent district policies have been used to unlawfully discipline educators. We're talking about LGBTQ topics. Member station WABE Drew Macias is more.
Katie Renderly is one of the teachers suing her county school board. She was fired last year for reading a picture book about navigating gender identity. By doing so, the district says she violated policies they put in place after Georgia passed its so-called divisive concepts law in 2022. This law puts restrictions on classroom conversation. Chris Ragsdale is the district superintendent. At a recent meeting, he defended the district's decision to back these kinds of policies.
I've said it before, and I'm repeating it again. This is about good and evil. We have a professional and moral obligation to protect students from vulgar, lewd, sexually explicit, obscene, and pornographic material.
Other districts in the state have similar bans in place. For NPR News, I'm Juma Say in Atlanta.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 151 points. The NASDAQ grows 203 points. This is NPR. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza appear to have run into a roadblock. The respective sides recalling most of their negotiating teams. Comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today accused Hamas of hobbling the high-stakes discussions by sticking to what he called delusional demands. Internationally mediated talks were taking place in neighboring Cairo, even as violence continues in Gaza along Israel's border with Lebanon. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the maker of Tinder, Hinge, and The League, alleging the popular dating apps mislead and addict users. As NPR's Bobby Allen explains, the suit argues the Match Group has violated state and federal consumer protection laws.
Dating app Hinge has the advertising slogan, "Designed to be deleted." But a new lawsuit seeking class action status claims the app is really designed to turn users into addicts who are pushed to buy subscriptions in an endless search for love. The suit argues dating apps like Hinge, Tinder, and The League gamify the experience, turning users into gamblers seeking the constant high of a new connection. The possibility of addicting people and causing compulsive behavior should be revealed to users before they sign up, the lawsuit says. In a statement, the Match Group has called the Valentine's Day lawsuit ridiculous, saying it has zero merit. The company says its apps strive to get people on dates and off its apps. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Artificial intelligence is doing more than providing chatbots that can answer questions. The latest AI-generated chatbots will use vast amounts of training to mimic human language and come up with other features like voice calls and even emotional exchanges. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.